Welcome to Sign for the Times. The Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, commonly known as SIGN, is a not-for-profit agency in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, Canada, that provides 24 social and community programs and services that fulfill its mission to provide leadership, programs, and services that assist, support, and empower children, adults, and families to achieve lifelong success. SIGN believes that will lead to strong and caring citizens and communities. Our podcasts explore those programs and include conversations with those closely involved with SIGN and, when possible, people who have used the services of SIGN. My name is Dick DeRyke. SIGN has a program called Rapid Access Counseling that's been in existence now for almost 6 years. It started out as walk-in counseling and has transitioned over the last year or so into rapid access counseling. It has also expanded beyond Yorkton and some initial communities that offered this service to be a province-wide program. We're going to be talking to three people who have been and still are very involved in rapid access counseling. First, we'll talk to Andrew Sedley, the executive director of SIGN, who's been very involved in this process from day one. Andrew, you and SIGN, you personally and SIGN have been very involved in the whole process of establishing first walk-in counseling and then the rapid access counseling subsequently, and been involved with Family Services Saskatchewan, which is an organization that's also involved. How did this all start? How did this all come about?
Well, it started all back in May of 2016. So within our organization, we had a staff member named Carmen Pierce, and part of her master's program for her social work master's degree, she took a lead in doing some research and doing the counseling within the walk-in counseling model. Now, we realized that in the past, we've always done counseling the traditional way, where you book an appointment and eventually you get in. And we really wanted to try a different way of offering counseling where it kind of followed the walk-in model of, let's say, a walk-in clinic that you go to if you had a cold or anything else sort of thing. And so I really wanted to start that process so that individuals that needed counseling could access counseling when they needed it, when they were in crisis, that sort of thing. So back in May of 2016, until August of 2016, we developed an environmental scan of different mental health services, counseling services here in the community. We did extensive interviews with 17 different community stakeholders, and then we developed kind of a summary report from that. And from that summary report, we've seen that there were many agencies that thought this would be valuable within our community. And so we started a 10-week pilot project. So we weren't really sure what was going to happen, but we knew we were going to do it for 10 weeks and offer walk-in counseling 2 days a week. So during that 10-week pilot that we gathered data that examined kind of the needs and the effectiveness of this type of a counseling service. And the data really showed throughout that 10-week pilot, a very well-utilized clinic, very strong outcomes. We had a diverse population of individuals that were coming in to access services. And we also seen a decrease in the level of distress that people were in from when they first entered into the counseling session until when they finished with it. We've seen distress levels go way down. And so we knew we had something there, but as any nonprofit knows, you need to have funding to continue some of that stuff. And so then it was doing what we always do to pilot projects a lot of times. And that's, you know, reach out to different funders, write grants, work with our business communities, those sort of thing to look at getting the funds to continue with it. So we started out with applying for a grant through the Community Initiatives Fund, and we were successful with that. And we were able to continue with the clinic. We also then received a number of donations from our business community, and those donations helped to keep the program going and growing locally. So we were offering it 5 days a week. We've seen, you know, great numbers coming in, people accessing the service, again, distress levels decreasing. And we thought, you know, we have something locally that's happening really well. And how do we look at moving this and expanding this to other communities within the province? And Sign is a member of Family Service Saskatchewan. And Family Service Saskatchewan is 13 different agencies, similar to Sign, across the province. And we did know that there were some other agencies in the province with Family Service Saskatchewan that were also doing this walk-in model of counseling. We decided that we're going to get together and we're going to develop a kind of provincial pilot for the walk-in as well. And with Family Service Saskatchewan, you know, we're a network of these nonprofit charitable family service organizations across the province. Each year, we serve roughly about 40,000 individuals. And so we knew if we did a pilot with some of our Family Service Saskatchewan agencies and showed the valuable outcomes that are coming out of this, that maybe we could then take that to government and put a proposal together and really expand it so that all of our agencies across the province could be offering this type of services. Once Sign did the pilot, Family Services Saskatchewan decided, you know what, we're going to do another pilot. And so we had Sign, Family Service Regina, Catholic Family Service Regina, Catholic Family Services Saskatoon, and Northeast Outreach and Support Services out of Melfort came together, and we did a provincial pilot for the walk-in counseling. And we gathered data, shared data, to ensure that we were able to be able to show that this need is in the province, but also that there's some really good outcomes from this service. From there, we did a two-year pilot of our five agencies, and again, showing really great results. And so in 2018, Family Service Saskatchewan took all the data that they gathered, and we put forward a proposal to government, met with government officials. And in 2019, Family Service Saskatchewan was funded to provide these services. Currently, we have 13 partner agencies with Family Service Saskatchewan providing rapid access counseling in 60 communities across the province. So from what started out very locally and then a small pilot within our Family Service Saskatchewan communities are now, like I say, into, you know, 60 communities across the province. And so it really shows the value of how we can grow our services provide what I believe is a very effective and needed service within our community.
How did we get from walk-in counseling to rapid access? And I'm assuming that with COVID and the inability for people to meet in person, that transition may have kind of come out of that, did it?
Yeah, absolutely. We started out as walk-in counseling. You know, come in, it's first come, first serve. The pandemic hit, and with safety precautions and health precautions in place, a lot of our services moved to just walk-in services. And so we did transition into the new language that we use now, which is the rapid access counseling. And when we look, you know, moving forward, we're going to still provide, you know, face-to-face, but there's going to be opportunities that we can do phone or virtual counseling as well. And the rapid access counseling has really been beneficial for a lot of individuals that may not be able to travel in for services. You know, if we're full, they can now go online and book a counselor from, you know, it could be Regina, Saskatoon, North Battleford, wherever, and still be able to talk to that counselor that same day. So we've seen some great value in not only just changing the way that we talk about rapid access counseling now, but also just the way that individuals can now access our services and really moving towards more of that technology, and we're able to reach a lot more people. So the rapid access counseling is available throughout the province, and that's something we're going to continue with for the future.
Sign Rapid Access Counseling is provided by Carmen Pierce and Terry Green, whose offices are in Sign on Broadway, but who have been doing much of their work in the past few years because of COVID by telephone or video connections. Let's find out more about them, their work, and the counseling program itself. Well, I'd like to hear from each of you, since you're both very involved in rapid access counseling, is a little bit of your background. How did you get into that? How did you end up in Yorkton at Sign doing this kind of work? Carmen, maybe start us off.
Sure. I've been at Sign now for 10 years as of May. Worked in a few different roles at Sign. My background is social work, and part of my master's studies was participating in the development of the walk-in counseling program, which now is the Rapid Access Counseling. I've lived in Yorkton most of my life, and I'm still here.
Terry, you, on the other hand, used to be here, went away, and now you're back.
Yes, I was actually, I wasn't born in Yorkton, but I was raised in Yorkton. And I've been in Regina for approximately 22 years. And I've decided to move back to Yorkton. As I always said, I wanted to return home. While I was in Regina, I've worked in various positions with the Ministry of Social Services. I did some school counseling at some of the schools in Regina. I was a bereavement counselor. And I've also worked in emergency rooms as a social worker and also at the cancer agency as a social worker. So I have a long history of working in social work, which is my passion. And I've decided to come back to Yorkton to work for SIGN, and it's been a great experience so far. I've been with SIGN about a month and a half only.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
We covered off just previously with Andrew about, you know, walk-in counseling and the changeover to rapid access counseling, which is what you're involved in now. And I think maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, how people get access to this counseling, you know, how rapid is rapid access counseling, and where you do it, because we're still doing in-person counseling as well, right? It's not just all virtual, although a lot of it has been for the past couple of years with COVID. What's the process here as far as people getting access to rapid access counseling?
So people can call in to SIGN, and the front desk will connect people for appointments virtually, so via video or a phone call or in person. And that can be in Yorkton, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays, and Wednesdays in CAMSAC. Or people can go online and book in themselves.
When we say rapid access, how rapid is it? How, you know, is there fairly quick openings, whether it's in Yorkton or with other counselors elsewhere?
We try to see people as quickly as we can. But if there's not a vacancy within our organization here at SIGN, you can be sourced out to talk to another counselor within Family Service Saskatchewan, the organization.
So Terry, do you get calls, video connections with people from outside Yorkton? Has that been part of the experience?
I've had several calls, actually. You know, people from North Battleford, from Saskatoon, just in my short time here. So yes, people do connect with us, virtual appointments or by telephone. So it's been really quite unique.
So the people that connect virtually, is that their preference or is that of necessity? And how do they feel about talking to somebody who's not in their home community? Does that present any kind of issues for them or for you?
I haven't noticed any difficulties. I think people, when they do have a concern or an issue that they wish to talk about, I think seeing them as soon as possible is of the priority. So I think people are quite appreciative that they're able to be seen in a very timely manner, be it in person, virtual, or even by phone.
What kind of issues do people come to counseling with? Is there any kind of predominant type of issue, or is it basically the whole gamut of human issues that people run into?
People can use the rapid access for anything that they feel they want to talk about. Often there is some common themes around mental health and stress or relationships. Grief, I would say, are often common concerns.
I've also seen quite a few people with marital concerns, you know, communication, relationship issues.
So really, I mean, it's the full range of human issues, isn't it, that you're dealing with?
Yes, it's for individuals, couples, or families.
Is there a predominant kind of demographic, or is this people from across the spectrum that access counseling?
I've seen, you know, children as early as 4 years of age, all the way up to 74.
Do you deal with the issues? Are you able to deal with them and resolve them yourself, or are there instances where you refer them to others that might have a be able to help them better or differently?
I think what we try to do is, assess the problem, provide some support, some information, the counseling support. But then if they require a longer term support, because we are rapid access counseling, generally if they're able to attend to another counselor or other support system for long-term counseling or support.
Rapid access is not a replacement for people that are already connected to programs or counselors. We can serve as a booster in between sessions if they are connected to someone or they just need an additional support at whatever reason is happening in their life.
Or if this is kind of a first occasion and they just don't know where else to go, you would be the first point of contact and help them from there.
Yes, we can navigate sometimes getting them connected to more appropriate resources.
What I found has been really helpful for me is all the programs that SIGN offers, that a lot of times I'm able to make a referral to another SIGN program.
So they don't necessarily have to go outside the organization or outside of SIGN on Broadway in order to get more help.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of being such a large organization, offering so many programs and services to people in our community.
If it wasn't for a program like Rapid Access Counseling, both in Yorkton and across the province, because this is now a province-wide program, where would people go to find an ear to listen and help them? And would it be fair to say that some of these people, if it wasn't for Rapid Access Counseling, might not get the help that they need?
I would agree with that. Often people then maybe might just keep it to themselves, or they might reach out to some informal supports or utilize other agencies within the community.
How does this affect you personally? I've often wondered about that, because you're hearing from a lot of people, with some significant problems. And I've often wondered, and other people have, I'm sure, too, as a counselor, you need to absorb all of this. How do you handle that personally?
I think it's really important to have some strong boundaries and to have a team where you can debrief and keep some good self-care habits yourself.
I'd have to agree. A work-life balance is essential for a position such as this, doing counseling.
Yeah, at some point you need to be able to step away from it and deal with your own life, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely.
One more time, how do people get in touch?
306-782-1440 and be hooked up with a counselor either here or throughout Saskatchewan for in-person or video or phone.
I'm assuming that there's no shortage of work for both of you. And has COVID made a difference in the kinds of problems you run into or the frequency of problems you run into? Or is it just another issue that gets thrown into the mix of human emotions and human problems?
I think it's added an additional stress for many people, family relationships, finances.
Let's hope that's over soon and we can all get back to some semblance of normal, whatever that may be.
For those persons who would like to book online, the website is www.counselingconnectsask.ca.
And there they will find a calendar or a schedule that they can then see what's open and where they can book.
Yes, they could then book online with the available spots right across the province.
Well, thank you, Carmen and Terry, for all this information. It's a very valuable service offered by SIGN and its partners in Family Services Saskatchewan. In addition to the phone number and the website that was mentioned, we've also just very recently on the SIGN website at signyorkton.ca added a link under the top menu under counseling that says book RAC appointment. And people can also click on that, and that'll take them also to that same website. So whichever way they want to get there, there's lots of ways that people can book appointments for rapid access counseling. New SIGN for the Times podcasts are published regularly. In upcoming podcasts, we will continue to talk with those who have been assisted by SIGN's various programs and with the program managers and staff who provide that assistance. If you have comments or suggestions, please feel free to email communications@signyorkton.ca or use the contact options on our website at www.signyorkton.ca. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at SignYorkton. Thank you for listening, and we will talk again soon.